Welcome to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Carbon County Commissioner Jake Miller, and we are going to talk about, a very glaring topic here in the Castle Country, the bookmobile, and we'll also talk about career pathways. First off, Jake, I do appreciate you taking out the time to come in today. Thank you very much.
Not a problem, Jordan. It's always a good opportunity to be here and let the message be heard.
I got to be honest with you, I'm quite surprised at how much attention the bookmobile topic has actually picked up, not only here locally, but even throughout the state. You and I were talking off the cuff, and you were actually recently interviewed by KSL as well. So this is a topic that has circulated throughout the Castle Country, and now it's making its way to each corner of the state.
You know, that's very true. And, you know, first off, I'd just like to give a big shout out to October out in East Carbon. This young lady of 10 years old has actually brought more attention to literacy here in Carbon County than any politician ever could have. And I mean that in a good way, because the more we can incentivize our young people, and especially our disadvantaged people, to read and become literate, the more advantageous our future here in Carbon County will be.
Okay, now, I think anytime we have a topic like this, there's obviously two ways to look at it. So first off, I'm going to ask you this. Why do we need the bookmobile? As far as those concerned citizens who have come to the Carbon County Commissioners and said, look, this is why this cannot go away. Why do we need the bookmobile here in the local area?
The bookmobile is basically a leasing program. They bring books to our areas and they circulate the books for us. And it's a service where they bring it to communities. They go to trailer parks. They go to schools. They go to low-income housing. They make stops throughout Kenilworth, all through Helper, Price, East Carbon, and Carbonville, all the small little areas. They make it very easy for us to walk out from our front door and down the street a little ways, and for us to be able to pick up free books.
On the opposite end of the spectrum, why do we no longer need the bookmobile? What are the benefits if we no longer had it here?
Attention has been given to it simply because of the budget crunch, or, you know, the 20% decline in overall revenue that the county typically receives. Because of that, we are seeking for greater efficiencies. Recently, the Price City Library was renovated. Helper Library is receiving more and more attention, more and more participation. Here in our area, the school district is thinking of making some changes during the summertime, when typically their libraries are closed in the various schools. They're considering opening those up, which, you know, to pay a person a couple hours a day to open up during free lunch and make those books accessible to perhaps our most disadvantaged children that benefit from free lunch. These are discussions that we're now having in large part due to October, and they're wonderful discussions because we have the city mayors, we have the school district and the school board, we have the county officials, and all of us are getting together to discuss how can we make this better. Interestingly enough, looking at the progression of some of the other counties and some of the other places where the bookmobile has been in the state of Utah, Jordan, at one point in time, San Juan County had the bookmobile, and they have over time spent the same amount of money that they were spending on the bookmobile to build libraries. I think 7 different libraries in the various communities within San Juan County. Recently, the two counties rich in cash let go of their bookmobile contract for various reasons, and are in the process of providing the same service but through themselves locally. And again, this is a service that we contract with the state for. This bookmobile employees are the state employees, and the total bill is over $125,000, of which the county pays over $100,000 of that. And so one comment was made. Somebody asked, well, instead of $100,000 that we pay every year, you know, over the last 30 years, what could we have for ourselves here in the community? How do we put that money towards a library where books that we here in the community own, or had we, perhaps put together several libraries throughout the various communities so that individuals in Spring Glen and Carbonville and Helper and Kenilworth and all these other areas could benefit from it, especially out in East Carbon. So we're having discussions now that we just haven't had before, Jordan, and I think we're ready to, right now we have an agenda item on the July 5th commission meeting to actually make a decision on what to do. And it's been a good process thus far, and we've had people talking about this, coming together and bringing in ideas and solutions that I don't think would have otherwise if it wasn't given this much attention.
So tell me, from a commissioner standpoint, have you, Commissioner Hopes and Commissioner Potter, are you guys maybe somewhat surprised at the attention that this particular topic has sparked? Are you surprised by the passion of community members based on what has happened over the last, I don't know, month and a half?
I would say both yes and both no. And I say that because everybody here in the community, we've experienced over the last several months of the budget review that every program that we have out there, there are people who are very passionate about it. Every service that we provide to the community and to the citizens here locally, they all exist for a reason. And we have had to cut back on some of those programs, and we've experienced the backlash, so to speak, of those individuals who really benefit from those services. And again, in an overall budget that has had a decrease of over 20%, we're faring pretty well. With all that we're going through, we still have a lot of work to do going forward, and a lot more decisions to be made. But as far as community input and community interest in the bookmobile by itself, it compares to many of the other programs that we've spotlighted recently.
And so once again, this will be on the agenda for decision July 5th, right around the corner. So July 5th, we'll come to we'll have a conclusion, right, to this particular topic.
It is. We've finally received from the bookmobile a reduced contract that would allow us to continue the bookmobile services, perhaps at a 50% frequency level that would allow us, with the money that we have remaining in the budget for that particular budget item, and that would give the cities and the school district and the rest of the people in the community, that basically buys us all another year to find a more permanent solution.
So we may be talking about this next year at the same time.
That's very true, Jordan. Next year or any time between now and then, as other solutions come to the table and become more realistic.
Again, we're being joined right now by Carbon County Commissioner Jake Miller. Now, Jake, I do want to talk about career pathways here for a moment, because I believe the last time you joined me on air, we did talk about career pathways, and we do have some exciting developments in that regard.
We really do. Coordinating with the school district and making the necessary changes all the way from the 7th grade up as far as curriculum that can be taught. The applications that we put forward for some grants, we've received $50,000, which basically goes to pay for one new teacher at the university in the engineering field. And this is very exciting because it'll go towards a stackable technology certificate so that individuals here locally can receive the training and credentials that they need to branch off into fields such as drafting, machining, CAD, GIS, and electrical technician. And eventually, with this certificate, they can also go on to Logan main campus and get an engineering degree in just two more years after being here. So it's very exciting. This professor, I'd like to bring him in another day, Jordan, and kind of let him say hello on the radio and introduce him to the public.
Can't wait. Definitely looking forward to it. So again, some exciting developments there for career pathways. This has been a big point of yours. You've put a lot of emphasis on career pathways, Jake, and you guys have made a tremendous amount of developments on it over the last little while. I mean, you guys have had a lot of success with it. It's moving at a very fast pace.
You know, and the direction we're taking is spearheaded primarily by the employers themselves. And that's how things need to be going forward. The employers need to tell us what type of employees they are looking to employ so that through education and through the process of developing those employees, that we can make sure that they have those talents and skills that the employers are looking for, so that they can be hired, and we can have more employment here locally.
I guess in the to make it as simple as possible for a commissioner, all you can ask for is progress, right? That's all you can ask for, and it seems like you have that here with this particular topic.
We're pushing very strongly and coordinating with the various entities that can help us do that, and the university and the school districts. Or the school district and Pinnacle School, we're all partners in this. We're making it happen.
Jake, I definitely do appreciate you taking out the time to come in today. Thank you very much. Again, on the agenda for decision July 5th, it will be the Bookmobile. I would love to get you in following that agenda and talk about the outcome.
Of course, Jordan.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, have a good day.
You too. That's Commissioner Jake Meller right here on Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.